I received a text. Let me use this opportunity and just answer my brother. He sent it yesterday while he was watching the Bright TV. This is what he says. He said, my name is Dr. Innocent Agu. I teach at Federal University Wukari in Taraba State, Nigeria. I admire Pastor Moses for his practical approach to Bible teaching. Right now, I am watching the teaching on correct water baptism. Now, please tell him to explain Matthew 28, verse 19, in line with that teaching. Again, the robber who was crucified with Christ was saved even without water baptism. So I ask, must a Christian be baptized to be saved? Praise the Lord. The last question first. Mark 16. Can we look at it? Mark chapter 16. Verse 16. Can we read it? Mark chapter 16. And verse 16. Verse 15. Let's read 15 and 16. From 15. And he said unto them, the disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So you must be baptized to be saved. Thus said the Bible. That is why in Matthew 28 verse 19 again, from verse 18 and verse 19, Matthew 28, it says, and Jesus came after he resurrected and spake unto his disciples, now unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. All is all, not some. If all power has been given to him, then he becomes the focus for anything at all you need from God. Then he represents, amen, the image of the invisible God. He remains the image. He's telling you, no man can see God. If you are looking for God, come to me. Then he uses the authority now to give them. Verse 19. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, because baptism is compulsory. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Not men. My learned colleague, you are a doctor, a doctorate degree holder, so you are an enlightened man. Dr. Agu, I hope that's the name. If this is simple English, go and baptize in the name, not names. If you look at Father, Son, Holy Ghost as three persons, then it's expected that that English, can you screen it again, verse 19? That English there will have been S added to the names. Hallelujah. It's about teaching them, baptizing them in the name. One name. Not names. One name of the Father. The same name of the Son. The same name of the Holy Ghost. One name. Doctor, you can see. One name. Praise God. Because that is where we have the confusion. Now, if we believe that the scripture is true and that scripture cannot fight scripture, every baptism in the New Testament was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, doctor, let's break it down now with our intellectual sense. If every baptism was done in the name of the Lord Jesus, it simply means that name Jesus is the name of the Father. It's also the name of the Son. And it's the name of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. When he says, will one be saved? Does it mean that you cannot be saved without water baptism? Praise the Lord. You mean you cannot be saved? You can never be saved. Both saved from Satan and saved, you know, to go to heaven. You can't be saved from any witch, from any wizard, unless you have been baptized. Unless you have repented, you have believed, repented, and you are baptized. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm saying something. He that believes, not only believes, when you believe, then you repent. Because you must tell me what you believe. Then you repent. Because there are people that go for water baptism without repentance. Then when you finish water baptism, you go and continue the life you are living. It's wrong. No. Don't go for water baptism until you have decided to follow Jesus. Obey his commandments. If not, you're only entering the water to swim. Because water baptism is to wash away the sin that you have repented from. The curse that followed man from the Garden of Eden was settled on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ died, he was buried, and he resurrected, the Bible says, for our justification. We are justified through his blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Do you believe? What do you believe? That I should have been the one to die because of my sins, but he decided to die my death. So when he was hanging there, I should have actually been the one hanging there. All the torture he received, I should have been the one being tortured like that. But he said, by those stripes, I am healed. He took it so that I can be free from all sicknesses. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And he offered his sinless blood so that my sins can be remitted. On the cross there. So, looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, when you look up there, he says something. In John chapter 3, from verse 14, he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. He's taking us back to the book of Numbers, where the children of Israel committed sin, fornication, whatever it is they were doing, the abomination, and serpents were biting them, and they were dying. And Moses went interceding for them, and Jesus, the great Jehovah God, told Moses to make a serpent made of brass, get a pole, hang it up there, and tell the children of Israel, if any of you commit any sin, serpent bite you, and you can just run to where that pole is and look up. Don't climb, just look up. He said, you will not die. Anytime you look up, what do you see? You see the serpent that bite you judged and is hanging there. The power is over. Looking unto Jesus. The thing that reduces us to what we are today, when you look at it there, you see it hanging on the cross on Calvary and nailed there. You believe? Yes. You demonstrate it by repenting. That is the death. He was buried, so water baptism is by burial, by immersion. Water must cover you. And then you resurrect, you come out of the water as he also resurrected to live forevermore. And when you come out, you receive the Holy Ghost. The Bible says so in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The problem with my learned doctor may be that name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And there are scriptures that let us know the name of the Father is Jesus, the name of the Son is Jesus, and the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus, is in the Bible. In obedience to Matthew 28, verse 19. If anybody takes you inside the water and say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, after wasting your time for baptismal class, and put you inside the water, I baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, put you inside water and bring you out. He has not yet baptized you. This is what he must do. In obedience of Matthew 28 verse 19, bring you to the water and baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put you inside the water and bring you out. He has baptized you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Any other thing is error and it will not wipe away your sins. To know why some of us never receive lasting deliverance. Satan knows this doctrine, but doctors of theology don't know it. Doctor knows whose sins have been remitted and whose sin is still with you. And so all these deliverances, people take place up and down. Any deliverance you receive and you don't go for water baptism, it's a momentary deliverance. That demon will come back because the power that separates him from you has not been applied. It's the blood. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. It's not enough that you exercise any gift. It's not enough that you're speaking in tongues. Fire is coming out of you. It's more than that. We are talking about a law. And we must follow it the way it is written. I ask one other question. What was it again? The thief on the cross. Just one moment. The thief on the cross. He said he died without water baptism. In the name of Jesus. I can tell you that from the thief on the cross down to Abraham, all of them, they did not baptize in the name of Jesus, but they are all in heaven. Amen. Listen, they were under the law. The last person that was saved under the law was the thief on the cross. Listen, church, the New Testament did not come into effect until Jesus Christ resurrected. It was his death, his burial, his resurrection. Amen. He had to die first. The Testament is of no effect, Apostle Paul taught us, until the testator is dead. He who wrote a will, the will is not of effect until the writer of the will, that is the testator, dies. Then the will becomes effective. So we cannot talk of baptism in the name of Jesus is for the period of grace. Grace, not the law. Under the grace, the Bible says, for God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. Amen. John chapter 1, yes. Can we read it? John chapter 1, verse 17. This is the way John put it. He said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We are under grace, not the law. Praise the Lord. So please, don't confuse the thief on the cross. God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you, sir. God bless you. I want to contribute on the thief side. The John the Baptist baptized many people, the majority of Israelites. And the thief may have been baptized there. So you don't need to ask the question whether...
The thief was inside prison yard.
Okay. You see, what I'm trying to say is he believed in Jesus Christ because he defended Christ on the cross.
He recognized him, yes.
After he actually defended him, before he turned to him and he said, Lord, remember me when you get into your kingdom. He was aware of those things, but conditions of life, just like you say, people got baptized and they still went back to the world because of the situation of their life. That was what happened. Thank
God bless you,
sir.
God bless you. Correct water baptism. And we are not baptizing you to make you our church member. We are baptizing you to be a member of the body of Christ. Because there are some people that are members of this church, but they are not members of the body of Christ. We know better than that.